Hey guys and girls, I just noticed my last couple episodes actually, every time I get on the show, I say hey guys. So when I say hey guys, it's just a general term. I'm not just talking to you guys, I'm talking to everybody. So hello everyone, hello, this is Arthur Anthony, your co-host for LifeCope LLC's podcast. I just want to say thanks for all the support and all the love that you guys have shown us so far. It really means a lot. And I know I say that every episode pretty much, but it really does make a difference. And lets us know that we are reaching some people out there at least. Last two episodes, we had like 400 listeners. We've never had that many since we started this. So that's a really big deal. And just want to say appreciate that. We always say here at LifeCope, we're not licensed therapists or psychiatrists. We just give advice to those that can use it. And guess what? On July 4th, we will hit a year. Can you guys believe it? It's been a year already since we started this. Wasn't sure how this was going to go, if this was going to, if we're going to continue this after a couple episodes, or if we're just going to stop halfway, but we've made it to a year. We've made it to a year on July 4th. And because it's our 1 year anniversary, we're going to do something special. We're going to give a chance to one lucky listener to come on the show and discuss, an event in their life that they had to cope with, or something they had to they struggled with. So, you guys can email us on our email at bam3@lifecopeapp.com, or reach out to us on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. Just send us a message and that you want to come talk on the show, and we'll pick one lucky winner on our next two episodes. So what else is going on? Oh yeah, there was Pride Week. I saw pictures from the Denver Pride Parade. That was crazy. Like, it was so many people out there. It was just amazing. Like, just to see how much people were able to come together, and make the event fun. So it looked really awesome. Wish I could have went, but work takes priority, so couldn't really be there. And of course, in the United States right now, the immigration battle is going on. So a lot of, there's a lot of petitions going out right now. One in particular is Natalie Portman. She's working with the Move On organization to try to, stop, ICE or, the government from tearing families apart, at the U.S.-Mexico border. But to play devil's advocate, not really devil's advocate, but, how do we fix this, how do we fix it where families are able to stay together? Do you send the children back with the parents? Because sometimes the parents don't want that, They want their children at least stay in America and have a better chance. Or I don't know the answer myself, but I just know that it's heartbreaking seeing, families being ripped apart, and children, being put in, these homes that, who knows, that what's going on there. And the people that are there that are taking care of them, are they really taking care of them? It's heartbreaking. It really does suck. I just hope that we don't lose our humanity with what's going on, and that we're able to come to a conclusion that will benefit everyone. So today, we're talking about overcoming emotional blocks. So a lot of times when we make a commitment to do something or achieve a goal, we get in our own way. Because in our head, we're like, oh yeah, I want to do this, but, and we always put a but to it of why we can't do something. For instance, if you're overwhelmed, you say, I'm not capable, there's too much to do. Or you can feel hopeless, and you say, well, I failed at this before, so why bother? Why try it out again? And those are the blocks that we put, on ourselves. And so, in order to get over those emotional blocks, we have to get out of our own head, and then do what we say we're going to do, or complete whatever commitment that we say we're going to commit, So there's three things I'm going to talk about today that will try to help with that, and hopefully it'll help some of us out there, or some people out there, overcome those emotional blocks. So today's episode is brought to you by Grammarly. So if you have a computer or a phone, you can get the Grammarly app, which will help you out with all your grammar needs, like periods, commas, you know, putting the ands and buts in the wrong place, and spell words for you the right way. That's why it's called Grammarly, you know. So, and it's free. You can get it on your phone or your laptop. So if you like to get the Grammarly app, you can go to www.getgrammarly.com/lifecopeLLC. So emotional blocks. So the first thing I'm going to talk about is overcoming emotional blocks is you have to make a commitment to do what you say, no matter what. You are capable, even though you might not think at the time, but you are. You just have to get out of your own head and tell yourself that nothing will stop you from achieving what you said you were going to achieve. And if you just get out of your own head and tell yourself, yes, I will do this. Yes, and you know, just keep repeating that to yourself. Sooner or later, you'll be able to take steps toward accomplishing a goal or completing that commitment. Number two, just try to stop saying, I'll try my best, or I'll try. It's easier said than done, of course. I know for a lot of people, especially if you're one of those people that you take failure hard and it just discourages you from trying again. But the smallest step you make to completing a task or a goal is all it takes. You don't have to make big steps. Like, there's a saying my grandmother used to say, little drops of water make a mighty ocean, you know? Or the other saying, Rome wasn't built in a day. So, I mean, you're not going to be able to, for most people, you're not going to be able to accomplish, you know, a big goal or a big commitment. But the smallest step you take to accomplishing that goal is all it takes. And you just have to be honest with yourself, you know? Like, you know yourself. You know how much you can accomplish at a time. So take little steps, accomplish as much as you can, a little bit at a time, and then sooner or later, you know, you'll be able to complete the big goal, the bigger picture, you know? Number three, don't be afraid of failing. Failing is part of life. We all know that, right? So when it gets hard, again, just repeat to yourself, repeat the commitment that you made. You know, even if you have to write it down, you know, every day, just say that to yourself, write it on a little sticky note or something, or recording, you know, something like that, that will help you be able to accomplish that goal or that commitment. And I mean, let's face it, you'll definitely make mistakes, or you take like three steps forward and then something happens and boom, you're set back two steps, you know. For instance, like you're saving money for vacation or for school or whatever, or college, and then something big happens, like your car breaks down, now you have to buy a car, so that you have to use the money that you're saving to go fix your car or fix whatever problem, you know. So it happens, but the thing is, you just can't give up. To overcome those emotional blocks, you just have to, you know, use those three things that I just said, and then take a little bit of time. I mean, I think for most people, it's just that when they see a goal, or when they think about a goal or a commitment, like they see the big picture, you know, like they see as this giant task. But the thing is, if you chip away at it a little bit of time, I keep saying this, but it won't be as big of an obstacle for you to overcome, and then you'll be able to overcome that emotional block. Well, that's it for me today, guys. I hope you guys enjoy the show. Again, July 4th is around the corner, so I think we'll have an episode on July 4th to celebrate our anniversary. But if not, it'll be, you know, around those dates. So if you'd like to email us, you can email us at BAM3, BAM3, at lifecope.com. Or you can reach out to us on our social media handles just to let us know how we're doing. And don't forget, we're going to pick one lucky winner to be able to come on the show. It might be telephonically, or if you're in the Colorado Springs area, we'll just bring you on the show. So you can do a show with either me or Nancy. So again, our social media handles are, they're all LifeCope LLC. If you look up that, then you'll be able to find our show. And for those of you that, you know, like reading instead of listening to podcasts, you can go to our website at www.lifecopeapp.com. And then we put, we blog the shows on there, from the shows that we do on audio. So you can look forward to that as well. Again, thanks for listening, guys, and I hope you guys stay well and stay safe.